Truckers protesting California state labor rules have halted cargo movement at the Port of Oakland. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, President and CEO Dan Hallstrom explains that this is a critical situation for the U.S. meat industry.
The operations at the Port of Oakland are virtually at a standstill, and the issue is that independent truckers continue to protest the state of California's labor rules that tighten the definition of non-employee drivers. And what's happened is that even the longshore workers are now unwilling to cross the truckers' picket lines. So the bottom line is that a situation that we were dealing with before with congestion at the ports, of which we were starting to see some progress there, but this only heightens the issue and really is going to make the issue much, much worse. Some of our biggest markets are Japan, Korea, China, and Taiwan. But specifically for Japan, you're looking at roughly 66% of the beef exports and maybe 70% of the pork exports originate out of the Port of Oakland.
At particular risk are shipments of high-value chilled beef and pork.
Some of the highest margin business is the chilled product. Never frozen, it's chilled. So you're very time sensitive on the shelf life. So what's going to happen is if this cargo cannot ship on time, a lot of this cargo is going to have to be frozen down, which means prices will plummet. This product has to ship chilled. That's the value-added opportunity. And you're talking about a market like Japan. Last year, it was a little over $4 billion worth of exports, $2.4 billion on beef and $1.7 billion on pork. A lot of the reason that that's our number one value destination is the fact that we're able to ship high-value chilled product. So it's essential that the state of California officials get together, intervene, and come to some sort of resolution, not only for meat, for beef and pork, but for a lot of different agricultural commodities throughout the nation.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.